For decades, migrant farm workers and their advocates have tried to get a law passed to place the workers under the protection of the state's labor laws, giving them the right to form unions and collectively bargain with their farmer employers for better working conditions. But the issue has stalled in the state Senate. Senator Adriano Espaillat, a Democrat who represents parts of Manhattan and the Bronx, says he believes there is enough support for passage, but he blames Republican leadership, who he says has not put the bill on the floor for a vote. Espaillat says he's frustrated.
I'm very angry. I find it egregious that in New York State, that we tout to be a state of immigrants, you know, the Empire State. We're so proud of this. And in the middle of all this, you know, we're treating farm work and these folks that bring the food to our children, to our tables. We're treating them a step away from indentured servants. This is the last remnant of the Southern Jim Crow laws. Right here in New York State.
Even Governor Cuomo's ex-wife, Carrie Kennedy, a longtime advocate for farm workers and who has lobbied at the Capitol in the past, could not get the bill to budge. Cuomo's also supported the bill. The advocates say instead of waiting any longer, they've teamed up with the New York Civil Liberties Union and they filed a lawsuit. They say exempting the estimated 60,000 farm workers from the state's existing labor laws, which includes the right to form a union, denies them equal protection and due process under the state's constitution. The New York Civil Liberties Union's Donna Lieberman.
We're not giving up on the legislature, but we know that the state constitution protects the fundamental right to organize, and we are going to assert that right in court, and we're going to win that right in court.
They've chosen a particularly egregious case to make their point. Crispin Hernandez is a worker who says he was fired from his job at a large dairy farm. Hernandez, whose remarks were read by a translator, says he worked 12-hour days at the farm for 3 years, but he lost his job and was thrown out of the housing provided to the workers after he was seen meeting with a community organizer for farm workers.
There are so many injustices where we work. They treat us like slaves and worse than the cows. It is as if our bosses and supervisors do not see us as human beings.
The dairy farm, in a statement, calls the allegations false. Governor Cuomo says he won't defend the state against the lawsuit because he agrees with the farm workers, and he says it's an injustice that must be corrected. Cuomo says he's made some gains for farm workers during his administration, including raising the minimum wage for all workers in New York to $15 an hour downstate and $12.50 an hour upstate.
We made great progress with farm workers because in this state, the farm workers are covered by the minimum wage law, which is a tremendous boost to the farm worker community.
In a statement, the New York Farm Bureau says it's extremely disappointed that Cuomo is supporting the lawsuit. It says the news, combined with the higher minimum wage, is an affront to agriculture and good farmers across the state. And the Farm Bureau says the dairy farm portrayed in the lawsuit greatly misrepresents dairy farms and working conditions of all farm employees in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.